Carlene Curran contacted the programme. She was at her wit's end. Her 14-month-old daughter, Sadie, had a minor fall at her family home in Portadown earlier this month. But following a trip to Craigavon Area Hospital, she was told that the toddler may have a bone infection and needed an urgent MRI scan. However, nearly 2 weeks on and numerous calls to the Royal Victoria Hospital later, the family was still waiting for that urgent appointment. Well, our reporter Nicola Weir spoke to Carlene about their ordeal and the torturous wait for answers.
Sadie had a wee fall just in the house and was walking a wee bit funny on her leg and limping and things. So we took her down to Craigavon Hospital to get an x-ray and they found a suspicious area.
A suspicious area? That must have been very scary for you.
Yeah, initially they thought then that this might just be a toddler fracture. So they put her in a wee cast from her hip to her toes. But just as this hardened then, a consultant came rushing into the wee cubicle and said that they wanted her down to the Royal because they suspected a bone infection. So they wanted bloods done and her down there for an urgent MRI under anaesthetic.
What was going through your mind at that stage?
I was terrified. It was just sort of seemed to come from nothing. You know, this was just a wee fall and I just had this wee niggly worry, you know, that she might have hurt her wee leg. And then next thing she's getting rushed down for all of this.
But you did take her to the Royal and what happened?
Yes, we took her down on the Thursday then and the consultant saw her and said that she had thought that it could be a bone infection and that she wanted an MRI done within 24 hours to confirm this.
And did you get the MRI?
No, we're still waiting. We're still waiting after all this time.
How long have you been waiting when a consultant said this needs to be done urgently on this toddler?
That was the 6th of November and here we are on the 18th, so it's quite a while and we've been told it could still be a while. The wait for an urgent MRI for a child is 5 to 6 months.
How can you get that into your head that your toddler here has a possible bone infection and they've told you they can do nothing about it?
Oh, it's just unreal. The consultant said how serious it was, that it's the worst place that a baby can get an infection because the white cells can't get in to fight that inside the bone. But yet she's just being left for all this time, you know, and her wee bones are growing and developing all the time and possibly infected, you know, and that could be having a big effect on her.
You're here every day looking after your little girl. Mm-hmm. You must watch her like a hawk and look at her gait and how she's walking.
Yeah, it definitely makes you a lot more anxious about her, you know, and it is very worrying, you know, what could be going on inside her wee bones. And we're kind of stuck. We've tried all avenues and there's nothing we can do to hurry this along, you know.
I was just going to ask you, have you made phone calls to the Royal? Who have you been speaking to?
Everybody. Like, they're sick listening to me. I've been on the phone to orthopaedics at the Children's Hospital who have been great. They've been really helpful. But the problem seems to lie with no paediatric anaesthetists in the main Royal itself. There's just such a shortfall of them and there's none there to carry this MRI out on Sadie. So,
how do you know that?
Just by phoning up the MRI department myself and hearing from the consultant herself, who, whenever she was telling me that this was needed, she said it's very unsatisfactory and you're not going to like what you hear, but it could be a very long wait. You know, so that's coming from the MRI department themselves and the Children's Hospital.
You were saying there you're worried about your daughter and the long-term effects. Mm. I take it, like any mother, you've Googled it, you've wondered what's going on. Yeah. What's your fear?
The consultant had mentioned things about abscesses can form inside the bones and things, you know, as a result of this infection. And just that could lead to her needing surgery and all sorts of things, you know, and obviously you don't want it to go down that route. And it's hard as a mummy to sit at home and to be thinking about all these things for such a long time. And to me, you know, it makes more sense that they do this MRI now quickly, you know, as opposed to all the costs and the hospital visits that would result, you know, in all that surgery and things if it did come to that.
You're quite calm at the moment, but you must be really angry about what's happening to your family.
Yeah, to me, it's just unacceptable that, you know, a wee toddler can be left like this for so long.
I know it's upsetting and if you could try and put it into words just how upsetting this is for you. I know you're crying at the moment.
It's just very worrying, you know, that she can be left for this long and not seen. We've tried everything. It can't be done privately. because she needs to be under anaesthetic to go through the MRI. So just knocking every door we can to try and get this done, you know, but it's just not happening for us. So it's just waiting to see, and we don't know, and ultimately the hospital don't know, you know. They don't know that it's going to turn out well, but yet they're prepared to let us sit and wait. So it's just very difficult.
That was Carleen Curran, the very emotional Carleen Curran, speaking to our reporter Nicola Weir about little 14-month-old Sadie. Since Nicola recorded that interview with Carleen yesterday morning, little Sadie's been offered an appointment for an MRI scan in early December. Which is still a couple of weeks away. The Belfast Trust also released this statement to us last night. They said, "We understand waiting for an appointment can be an anxious time for families. It is it's never our intention to cause any further distress. There's a high demand for MRI referrals and they are prioritised on clinical need, and we are pleased that Mrs Curran's daughter has an appointment in a few weeks' time." But it's not an isolated case. That's what I was saying earlier. If this is something that's affecting you, love you'd lift the phone this morning, 08459 555 678. We know of at least one other mother who's been told it'll be 32 weeks before her 12-year-old son, who's a possible heart condition, will get an MRI scan. Joining us on the line now is the DUP Upper Ban MP, David Simpson, who took up the current family case. David Simpson, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
I mean, it's good news in a sense now for Carleen. At least she has a date for little Sadie. But overall, I mean, this sounds a pretty bad state of affairs.
It is. And I think listening to part of the interview there, I hadn't heard it before. We can hear the stress in Carleen's voice. I mean, this is a toddler of 13 or 14 months old. I think the unknown is the difficulty for the family. And I've lobbied, obviously, with the Trust and through the Minister's Office in relation to this. And, I mean, I understand, and an email that I received yesterday, that the appointment or the timescale that was given to the family at the very outset was what is known as the non-urgent appointment, which is 32 weeks, which to me is unacceptable, even at the best of times, even if it's non-urgent. And we pushed very hard over the past couple of days with the Trust to try and get this reduced, and with the family's efforts and ourselves, we've managed to get that pulled back to the 3rd of December. I still believe it's too long.
Well, especially whenever a consultant has told you that they believe that the MRI should be done in 24 hours.
In 24 hours, absolutely. It is unacceptable. And what the Trust is also saying, that even when an appointment is given, no matter when that timescale is, they have to match up or get an anaesthetist to coincide with that. So I understand, historically, there has been a problem within the hospital and the Trust with MRI scans. There has been delays and waiting times. And, of course, with the onset of the financial situation, maybe this is prolonging it, I don't know. But at the end of the day, we're dealing with a toddler. We're dealing with the stress of a family, not knowing what way the child will turn out. And if a consultant says that it needs done within 24 hours, then heaven and earth should be moved in order to fulfil that.
Yeah, the other thing as well that strikes you in the interview, not only that, and you've mentioned the stress, well, what adds to the stress is, you know, you're then getting this other information where consultants and doctors are saying, you know, that this is the worst place where you could possibly get an infection, and you then still don't see any real sense of urgency. I mean, for any other people who are in similar circumstances, and I've already said, you know, it would be nice to hear from some of them today, in the investigations that you've been doing in terms of this case, what can you tell them about the state of paediatric MRI scanning in Northern Ireland as we sit?
Well, my understanding is that there has been historically difficulties with MRI scanning. And I understand, according to the email I received, that these issues, this certainly has highlighted it more and more, that they are going to be addressed as part of the overall planning, future planning within the Trust for MRI. Now, that can be done urgently. Sometimes we hear about these planning issues and how long they're going to take. They take too long. But the point that needs to be made, Joel, is this, that with the difficulties that we said he has, this issue or this problem she has cannot be treated. If there's an infection there, it can't be treated until the MRI scan is done. So that's the urgency of it. No treatment can be given to the child until this is done. That's why today, again, we will be on with the Trust to try and get this date pulled forward again.
because
it's an matter that needs to be resolved.
And the point was made by Carlene that the longer it goes on, the more difficult probably the
Absolutely.
Treatment's going to be, and you're then building up more costs if this is simply about cost. If this is what we're saying,
well, cost shouldn't come into this. I believe that there may be a difficulty with cost, but when it comes to a priority and an urgent child at 13 or 14 months with a possible infection in her leg, and it can't be treated until an MRI scan is done, that scan should be done within the 24 hours that the consultant has stipulated.
That's the
way it should be handled.
We're also in this position as well, I think I'm right in saying, when the Royal Children's Hospital is the only specialist children's hospital in the United Kingdom without an MRI scanner, and there's due to be a scanner installed, I think, in 2015. There's been fundraising done for this, funding given
right.
towards it. What's your understanding? Is that still on track?
That's my understanding. It's still on track, but that couldn't come quick enough. I mean, if we look at other parts of the United Kingdom where hospitals have more than one MRI scanner, we need to come in line with the rest of the UK. But the urgency of this case, Joel, is vital that this child gets the MRI scan. It must be done in a shorter period of time than the 3rd of December that they've given.
And the other worrying thing is, for listeners, just finally, that, I think 6 months ago there was a story on the Nolan Show in March, and it was uncovered at that stage maybe a possible 6 month wait for paediatric scans. Families now being told, actually, instead of it getting shorter, it's getting longer. Some families being told 8 months. I mean, that's even more worrying.
It is very much so. And it's fine for maybe you and I to have a conversation about this on the radio, but if you're actually dealing with your own child and knowing that this could be a massive delay and the anxiety of all of that, and we heard that in the interview, it is trauma that families should not be going through.
There's a DUP health minister in post. Have you spoken to him? What are you saying to him?
Yes, I have, and I've spoken to his department yesterday as well, and I'm told that every effort will be made to reduce this timescale again. And I have to say the minister also said it was unacceptable that 32 weeks was the timescale that this family was given. I understand, again, according to the email, Joel, and I can only go by that, what I was given yesterday, emailed to me, was that there was a bad breakdown of communication here. Well, that's unacceptable if that is the case.
Okay, but before you go, I have to ask you, did you watch the Spotlight programme last night?
Joe, well, I've been in the House of Commons from Monday. I'm still here, and I haven't seen any programme at all.
The whole issue around, expenses and politicians, in the general sense, there's maybe now this perception that politicians are, while the system, they say, they hold their hands up, many of them, and say the system is flawed, that that they are quite prepared to exploit the dysfunctionality of that system. Is that fair comment from your experience, do you feel?
Well, look, the bottom line is, I didn't see the programme, so it would be wrong of me to comment on something that I haven't seen. But I think any politician, no matter who they are, across any party, there is a principle in all of this, and common decency, and I think we need to stick to those principles.
David Simpson, thank you very much this morning.